That's the end of the first half. As the teams head to the locker room, the Spartans lead the Bulldogs by a score.
You guys stink.
Jeez, Coach, we're only down a couple of points.
No, I mean you guys really smell. You need to hit the showers. And here, I got every one of you new bars of soap from the Sterling Soap Company. Each bar is artisan crafted using natural ingredients and essential oils. They also have shave soaps, colognes, beard balm, and a whole lot more. Now get in there.
But Coach, we have another half to play.
I don't care. I can't stand to be around you.
A few minutes later.
All right, bring it in tight. You guys are still playing terrible, but you're smelling great out there. Now listen, you're going to need to stock up for the rest of the season. We got a lot of tough games left. So go to sterlingsoap.com after the game. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com. You got that?
Yes, Coach.
Great. sterlingsoap.com on three. One, two, three.
sterlingsoap.com.
Do you ever have those times during a day where you want to show off your football fandom and knowledge, but just don't know how to do it and you only have a few minutes? Well, we have a gentleman joining us today that talks about an app he created that may just fill that void. That story is coming up in just a moment.
Check it out, Pigskin Dispatch Video. Yeah, woohoo!
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pig Pen, your portal to positive football history. And boy, do we have an entertaining show for you tonight. We have a gentleman that made a trivia game website about the game of football, what we talk about every single day. His name is Morgan Kenyon, and he's here to join us tonight. Morgan, welcome to the Pig Pen.
Thank you, Darren. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, so Morgan, why don't you let's get right to the topic. Tell us a little bit about your site, what it's called, where people can find it, and what it's all about.
Yeah, so I made a daily trivia game for just historical NFL events, facts, players, miscellaneous events. You can access it at gridironguru.app. Basically every day you get 8 facts and you need to sort them on a timeline. So, which events happen first, which events happen after that or later. You get an event one at a time. So, you have one event, then you get another event, and you know, before or after, and then you have 2 events, then you get a third event. And so as you get more events on the timeline, it gets harder and harder to know like where each slot goes. And so I wanted something like easy, something daily, something that wouldn't take me, 30 minutes, but it's, pretty casual. And this is something I feel like, you could, text friends about, like, hey, I scored a, 28 out of 28 is a perfect score. And so it's, you take a minute, play through it, send it to your friends, you can talk about it.
So every day it's a different round of questions?
Yeah, every day it's a different round of questions. Wow. Yeah, there's a lot of football facts. NFL, I don't know if you've heard, like, NFL prints out a book every year. It's called NFL Fact and Records.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So, those are, I think they only do ebooks now, but for a while they were 500 pages.
As a matter of fact, that's really where I gained my interest. I'm a little bit older than you. So yeah. My dad, when I was probably about 11 or 12, brought home a little paperback. It was a 1978 NFL Facts and Figures. And okay. I think I looked at that thing for 10 years. Of course, I'm from Western Pennsylvania. The Steelers were at their dynasty at that point. So everything was, centered around that. But yeah, I love that book. That was awesome. So that's where you get a lot of your information from?
I have 2 right now. I'm buying more. But, I use Wikipedia and then Pro Football Stats. Is that website?
Pro Football Reference?
Yeah, probably that. Yeah, Pro Football Reference. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and I have an 8-year-old, a 4-year-old, and my 8-year-old loves looking at football books. And I think it was last year he went through a season of, like, he just knew facts. You give him a year, and he could be like, oh, that's when the Cowboys won their first Super Bowl.
Now, does your site, is it just the Super Bowl era, or does it go the entire NFL, the 106 years now, or hundreds?
It's mainly Super Bowl era. I'm pretty early into this, I created this like in December, so we're recording this late January. So it's just been a month.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm definitely, building this kind of off of my personal knowledge. I grew up I watched football, followed it, and kind of 90s till now, I have a pretty good reference for things. And then some 80s, some 70s, because I'd hear about that growing up. And so a lot of the facts right now, that's the time era that they're from.
Yeah, I've interviewed hundreds of football historians and authors and players and former coaches and people that do unique items like you do, and collectors. And all of them, and myself included, we always relate to when we fell in love with football. That's the era we fall in love. Like mine's the 70s. That's when I fell in love with it. Yours the 90s. It's great. It's really neat how people relate to those things. But football is a connecting game. It's a it's an entertainment device that connects people and connects you to memories. And it's really cool when you can put trivia to it too.
Yeah, and that's one of the things. Yeah, is I think football is like just a topic that bonds a lot of guys together. I helped coach my son's flag football team this past fall, and I was at a league I didn't know anybody, but all the guys could talk about football, and so that's a topic that not all, but a lot of guys, that's something they can bond around. They have knowledge about. They have context. And so I need to deepen my understanding of football from the earlier days, because now I hear coaches that are fired and I'm like, oh yeah, I know that guy, he coached there or whatever, but I go back 50 years and the Saints hired some coach and I'm like, I have no idea who that is. And so I want to kind of move it towards like the whole air football or NFL era. But it's not there yet. But slowly but surely.
Yeah. Because if you're looking at the Super Bowl era, how do you connect a modern fan, somebody in the the modern generation that only knows the Patrick Mahomes and things like that? How do you connect them to somebody from like the late 60s, like Bart Starr or Johnny Unitas or somebody? How do you in your app, in your questioning, how do you make them relate to that?
Yeah, I mean, some of it is, just small things. You familiarize yourself with names. Names will come if you don't know, then like you can kind of Google it. But I don't necessarily think my app will like teach people a lot of history, because it's like a you could spend 1 minute a day on it, and so it's not like learn all about the history, but there are little snippets of you going through, like, yeah, I have no idea when that person played. I've never heard that name before. And so it's kind of not death by a thousand paper cuts. Maybe it's education by, a thousand facts. It's just like slowly over time, you just gain a little bit better understanding of these facts, events, players, people, that you kind of just hear again and again.
Yeah, well, do you have like any examples of like questions that you could throw out there to the audience and just to just get us into this a little bit,
Yeah, I'll just pull up today's. Actually, I already completed it. Let me.
Heck,
So yeah,
even if you wanted to share your screen, you could put it up on your screen if you wanted to. You have the capability to do that.
oh yeah, let's do that. So let me.
So, folks, while he's doing that, we're talking to Morgan Kenyon of GridironGuru.app, a trivia game on the NFL, mainly in the Super Bowl era. And he's bringing up an example for us here of his page.
So yeah, so this is like today's little timeline. So yeah, in the middle you have a timeline, you have a fact, and then a year attached to it. So Paul Allen buys the Seahawks, so that happened in 1997. And then you have two dots, and then you have down below you have another fact or event. Saints play away from home after Katrina.
Oh, I
So
see. Okay.
yeah, Hurricane Katrina devastates New Orleans, forcing the Saints to play at all the locations. And so, the user would have to choose, like, did that happen before or after Paul Allen buying the Seahawks? Do you remember
Yeah.
when, or what would you say?
Oh, I think that definitely the Katrina happened after Paul Allen bought the Seahawks.
Yeah. And so, click that button, got that right. it put that fact on the timeline, and now you've got a new one. Do you remember when the
Yeah,
Cardinals?
Cardinals will be before Paul Allen.
And then do you remember when Steve Young won his first NFL MVP?
Oh boy. That's so can you put them in between?
Yeah, so like any one of these dots,
Okay,
there's
okay,
a
okay.
potential.
Yeah, it would be before the between the Paul Allen and the Cardinals move.
Okay, yeah, right here. Okay, yeah, and Falcons draft Brett Favre.
Oh, let's see. I'm gonna say that is I'll probably embarrass myself here. I think that happens after Steve Young wins.
Okay. Okay, so yeah,
No,
that
I
wasn't.
got one wrong. So it was before that, huh?
So it was 1991.
Ah, okay.
And then Boston Redskins moved to Washington.
Oh, so you do go way back in the NFL.
I have some
You're
of like, the team is founded.
Yes, that's back in the 1930s, so it's definitely before 88, so.
And then Detroit Lions go winless.
That's pretty recent. I think that would be after the Saints play away from home.
Yeah,
Yeah.
2008, yeah. And then Rams moved to St. Louis.
That's in the 90s. Let's put that in between Steve Young wins and Paul Allen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, we played through a game. You've got all the facts on the board. Yeah, we score every fact you've presented and have to place somewhere, you get a score for it. So, yeah, you scored 27 out of 28.
Yeah, happen. It has to be Brett Favre too, of all things.
Yeah.
Something I should have known. Well,
No, I
very
mean, yeah,
good.
I mean, year was 91, 92, 94. And so definitely when you get, I mean, sometimes your years are spread out a little bit easier. Sometimes they're kind of more packed like this. And so you have to choose, and it makes, And so
Yeah,
it can be a little tricky.
that's pretty cool. So, somebody that views it, like if I go on here and say, "Boy, I want to do this every day," can you have like a notification sent or have it sent to my email or?
I currently don't. I would love to do that long term, but just not in a place where, that's something that I have
Gotcha.
enabled.
Yeah. Okay. So some future plans for it then, huh? Okay. That's neat. That's very neat.
And so, you can copy your score and send it, and it'll send your score and also send like a link to like, play at Gridiron Guru. And so me and some of my friends, like, this is what we do. Like, I get a text from them, they get a text from me. It's not as since I make these facts, I score perfectly almost every time because
Yeah, I imagine you probably do.
I'm already aware of when these facts happen.
Right.
But yeah, it's just a quick, you can do it in a minute, and it's just like a good little touch point of like the things that happened in the past in the NFL that I think we have a ton of NFL knowledge that we just d doesn't come to the surface day to day. And this is like one little way to like remember that. And oh yeah, I remember when, someone did XYZ.
Yeah, but you don't give yourself enough credit. You do educate people about that because you just educated me. I talk about football to somebody every single day of the year and darn it for years. And I learned something that the Falcons drafted him in 91. I was sitting there thinking it was like 93, 94. Yeah, you definitely taught me something. So you do educate people and many people might not know that the Boston Redskins were in Boston. That the people don't know that,
Yeah, I
unless.
mean, I didn't know that before researching that like they were in Boston at some point.
Yeah,
And
it's an interesting story. If actually we've talked about it on Pigskin Dispatch a bunch of times. See, back in the when the NFL was starting off, especially in the 1920s, 1930s. Teams were trying to, because the NFL was nothing compared to what college football was. College football was king and on the gridiron. So what they did is they would try to go on the shirt tails of baseball teams that were in the same city. So the Boston Braves, the Atlanta Braves were in Boston at that time.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to go, they had the football team there. They played at the Braves Park, and they didn't want it to be Braves, like, the Pittsburgh Steelers at first were the Pittsburgh Pirates. They were exactly the same name. So, but they didn't want to do that. So they said, okay, let's call ourselves the Redskins. And they did have some Native Americans on there on the team at the time.
Did the Redskin Native American theme come from, the Braves are also Native American?
They sort of used that moniker, sort of like the
Ah.
Bears and the Cubs, type of thing.
Ah.
So they tried to make them relate to each other to go on their shirt tails a little bit. And the owner then was he was a big businessman. He didn't like how Boston was treating him, the Boston media and everything. So he packed up in 1930s and 1937 and went to Washington. And the rest is history. A couple name
Ah.
changes recently since then, but.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been doing some research and it's fascinating, was it the Lions that were founded as the Portsmouth
Yep,
Spartans, I think?
Portsmouth
And I'm like,
Spartans. They were
who is
robbed
that
out of a
team?
couple championships in the early NFL and finally got one, when they moved to Detroit, soon after.
Yeah, so like some of these stories are like yeah, I had no idea that they were called Boston. They were in Boston before they moved to Washington. And now, yeah, now they're the 2 years they were the football team, and now it's the Commanders. So everything's got a story behind it.
Yeah, most definitely. And that's why you have so much information that you can put into a trivia game like this. And it's fascinating. Now, I have seen this. I believe the New York Times has a game that I played once or twice, probably more than that, where you're moving some things around. But I like this a little bit better than what theirs would do, because you still have everything right up in front of you. So you're actually are learning something. It's relatable. And I think that's really clever. So nice
The
work.
New York Times, is that also like a timeline-based game?
It's sort of, did this happen before this? But they're going, when was the first loaf of bread made? And then they'll compare it to something else, something else. And if it's first they're easier, like sort of like what you're talking about. It might be when was first loaf of bread made and when was the first automobile assembled, and then he's kind of know the bread is before the car, but then they start get throwing some trickier ones in,
Yeah.
and but yeah, this is clever. I like how this is, and it's all NFL based and very relatable to people that love football. So very
Yeah,
nice.
my brother and I, we played, I don't know if it was I mean, it wasn't made by the New York Times, but a similar game where it was just general history.
Okay.
And my brother and I like can, have enough historical knowledge that like we can play and like that's fun for us. But I mean, I definitely play with some people and like it's like this is not fun. Like I don't want to do history. And so that was the inspiration for this of like, niching down into like NFL. Like there's a ton of NFL fans. And so, this quiz that's specifically about NFL, like there will be a lot of people who could do this, who could do it well, and would enjoy it.
Yeah, people like to win, so that's good to, when you get scores, like that on daily and compare them to with your buddies, and that's good for you too. As soon as somebody plays, they say, "Hey, I want to see how you do," and they send it to their buddy, and they send it to their friend, and yeah, you got something going there. So that's very cool.
Yeah, and I've definitely since doing this, like, yeah, connected with some friends that, I'd lost contact with. And, now we're texting about this. And so, we're rebuilding that friendship. Like, it wasn't necessarily, hey, let's text because of football. Or let's rebuild our friendship. But, like, hey, we're texting about football. They generally will ask me about stuff that might happen in my life. I'll ask them about stuff that happened in my life. So some of these, like, little connection points can really, like, restart some of those relationships that I hadn't talked to in a couple of years. And so it's just really cool how we were talking earlier, football is kind of a connecting point to a lot of guys in America.
Yeah, it sure is. So, what are some of the things that you already told us, shared one or two things that you want to maybe develop into this going in the future? What are some of the other things, maybe if you're allowed, if you can share it? I don't want to have you reveal any top secrets or anything,
No.
but just where you want to go with this project.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to develop it more. I would love to. I think two things I would like to implement features wise is like have a little like team scoreboard, and so you and your friends could sign up, and you know the app keeps track of you know what you're doing. You know, you could get a notification at that point, but you know you could say like the last 30 days, you know, who's answered the most, and you know that would be something that app tracks for you. It's easy to see and builds a little bit of friendly competition amongst your friends. I also was thinking about so we have fantasy football. I was thinking about fantasy trivia. If I get enough people signed up that represent all 32 teams in the NFL, you go in, you could say, you know, I'm a Lions fan, I'm a Bears fan, I'm a Cowboys fan, and as the NFL plays through, you know, they're playing actual football games. Maybe like the week leading up to an actual game, you know, the fans on this app are battling against each other and see like which fan base is the most knowledgeable. That one's definitely like a little more in depth, a little more out there. But like I think that could be really cool. Feature just get people engaged, get people. Yeah, so those are like the two things I think I would like to do at some point with this app.
Yeah, well, very interesting. So, why don't you share once again what the app is called, Morgan, and where folks can find it?
Yeah, it's called Gridiron Guru. You can find it on gridironguru.app. You know, it's a simple page. You know, you load it, click the quiz, and you know you're there. So a simple site, pretty easy to load, pretty easy to get through. But yeah, I mean, it's up. Every day is a new quiz, and so if you got a minute of downtime, you know, you can load it up and play through and see kind of what you know.
Yeah, well, it's definitely. Well, you got somebody here that you're talking to right now that's gonna get on this and be a daily supporter of this because I find it pretty cool. So, listeners, if you decide you start doing this too and you want to compare some things with me, you know where to find me on a social or you can email me at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and we'll have a little friendly competition. We'll get some people going here on this on the Gridiron Guru Trivia Daily. So, Morgan, we really appreciate you coming on here and creating such an interesting way to preserve football history because that's what we're all about. And we see that you are too. And appreciate you coming here today and talking to us.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Darren. Appreciate it. Just the way you're also cataloging, you know, football history in your own way. So happy to talk about it.
That's all the football history we have today, folks. Join us back tomorrow for more of your football history. We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Are you passionate about soccer's past, present, and future? Discover the game like never before with the GP Soccer Podcast, now proudly part of the Sports History Network. Join renowned coach and educator Giovanni Pacini as he brings over 40 years of expertise to every episode. From player and coach development to global soccer news, insightful interviews, and lively segments like Conversation with the Coach, as well as soccer news and analysis, this show is your gateway to the stories and personalities shaping the beautiful game. Whether you're a lifelong fan, a coach, or just soccer curious, tune in for expert perspectives, inspiring guests, and a community that spans the globe. The GP Soccer Podcast is consistently ranked among the top soccer podcasts and is now part of the Sports History Network, the headquarters for sports yesteryear. So don't miss out. Subscribe to the GP Soccer Podcast wherever you listen and visit gpsoccerpodcast.com for more information. Be a part of soccer's rich history, one episode at a time.